Well, today we are going to preview the 2015 No-Till on the Plains Conference coming up near Salina, Kansas. That is January 27th and 28th, the 19th annual. We're joined by Steve Swoffer, Executive Director for the No-Till on the Plains organization. And Steve, tell us a little bit about this year's offering with the 2015 conference.
Well, Leslie, our theme this year is unlocking the potential on your farm. And so we've tried to bring in speakers and topics that will give producers an opportunity maybe to explore some things that they haven't done in the past that will increase their production and hopefully will increase their bottom line at the same time while improving soil health. So a lot of what we'll have people talking about are cover crops that they're using that are either enhancing the organic matter or increasing the microbial activity in their soils, and in turn may even be saving them money on input costs by saving money on fertilizer or even on herbicide and insecticide costs. So that's kind of what we've tried to ask our speakers to focus on, and we hope that folks will come and enjoy and learn from the opportunity.
With this year's conference, you have over 32 speakers. So what are some of the big highlights a lot of people will be coming out to see?
Yeah, we have a couple of our main speakers are Dr. Fred Provenza. Fred is an animal behavior specialist, but Fred's going to talk a lot about how producers can change their mindset when they're looking at either converting from conventional tillage over to no-till practices, or if they're already in no-till, how they can open up their minds to even more possibilities. Joshua Dukart is a holistic manager, trainer person from Bismarck, North Dakota, and he's going to talk about how regenerative agriculture can open up some opportunities outside of just your own farm community. And so those are our two main speakers. Jim Garish is a livestock specialist. He'll be talking about how cover crops can be integrated into your livestock operation along with your no-till practices. We have Mark Blanks. He's going to be talking about how unmanned aerial systems have applications in agriculture. We have a couple of different speakers who are going to talk about the soil microbial community, and then lots of producers who are going to share their own experiences from their farms. We have producers from Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Colorado who are all going to share their own farming experiences with no-till and soil health practices.
With the 2015 No-Till on the Plains Conference, who do you think that this event is really designed for?
Well, we believe that it can benefit folks who have either not started no-till yet and are exploring the possibility of starting with no-till. We have beginning sessions all the way up to folks who have had many years of experience in no-till. We try to offer a wide breadth of topics and levels of complexity with our breakout sessions. And so anybody, we believe, who is interested in no-till farming can benefit from our conference this year.
And why do you think farmers should be making sure that in the next couple of weeks that they get to Salina for the 19th annual No-Till on the Plains Conference?
Well, we have a deadline coming up of January 10th. If you register on or prior to January 10th, you actually get a price break for the winter conference. The price up until that point is $175. After January 10th, it actually goes up to $225. So we're encouraging everybody to take advantage of that early bird pricing structure that we have. So here, prior to January 10th, if you get registered, you'll get a better price for your program.
And again, as people start to think about maybe their plans the next couple of weeks, how do they register or find more information about this year's No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference?
Sure, all the information that you need and the registration is available on our website, and that's www.notill.org, or you can call the office here at 785-210-4549, and we can get you all the information and get you registered.
We should also mention coming up about the same time as your No-Till on the Plains Conference is you're offering Agriculture's Innovation Mind Symposium. How does this tie into the winter conference?
Yeah, Leslie, on the 29th of January is our AIM Symposium, and it really is a more in-depth look into fewer topics for producers who attend that symposium. We really try to get further down into several of the topics that we touched during the winter conference. Specifically this year, we've focused on some of the linkages between soil health, plant health, and livestock, as well as how that connects with the human taste and palate. And then the second half of the day, we'll focus on actual soil quality and how the microbial community within the soil really is integral in improving soil quality, which has an impact on your plant health and all the way up into the food chain. So the theme this year is healthier soil, healthier plants, healthier food. And so we would encourage folks to stay for another day after the winter conference, the 27th and 28th, and stay for the AIM Symposium on the 29th. We think there's a tremendous benefit for those producers who will stay for that that event. And it's limited registration. We're limited to about 200 folks for the AIM Symposium.
And again, as people think about also, you know, adding on another day and staying for the Agriculture's Innovation Mind Symposium, what's the process for them to register for that as well?
Leslie, that information is also available on the website. It's right there with the winter conference information. And in fact, you can do a package deal, and you can register for both right there on the website for $324. You can register for both the winter conference and the AIM Symposium. And again, if you need some more information, you can always call us here at 785-210-4549.
Okay, well, today we've been joined by Steve Swaffer, Executive Director for the No-Till on the Plains organization. Again, their winter conference coming up, that's January 27th and 28th in Salina. And if you stay for one more day, you can also take in Agriculture's Innovation Mind Symposium on the 29th as well. Again, more details on their website, that's at notill.org. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.